Man, you're rocking with your boys at Dead End Hip Hop. It's your boy FIFO and Ken. If you didn't know, now you know. We're doing 365 reviews. So that means all of 2021, you're going to get an audio review from me and Ken. If you would like to support me and Ken, make sure that you drop something at our Cash App. That's $ Dead End Hip Hop. Also, if you don't have Cash App, you can do it via PayPal, deadendhiphop@gmail.com. Make sure that you hashtag DE365 so that way we know it's for me and Ken.
Dead End Hip Hop audio review. Sincerest Don, Cardinal Sin. Look, guys, we've never done Sincerest Don. I've never heard of this guy until this review, but I can't find anything, so there's no bio. But Ken, the way I found this guy, it was a IG advertisement. I was just one day scrolling on IG, and you know, it kind of like landed in a place, and I got like sidetracked doing something else. Mm-hmm. But the phone was just on the speaker, and I heard this dude rap. I said, "What the fuck? Who's this?" And I looked. It was an IG sponsored post, and I said, "Damn, let me go to Apple Music. Oh, okay, you got a couple of joints."
That shit actually worked, huh?
It actually worked. It caught my ear. And I'm like, yo, this nigga. I couldn't even tell you the name of the track that he, you know, fucking did a sponsor post for.
Yeah.
But it was enough to catch my ear, Ken. And let me say this. He from Virginia, because he says it. I can't remember on which joint. But this nigga dope as fuck. He dope as fuck.
Mm. Yeah, no, I like him, man. I felt like this was a, like he was very consistent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as a new rapper, you know, you could have one good song and the other one fall off. So hearing that backstory, I understand why he would feel confident enough to advertise his music.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's good enough, like if somebody plays it, which is probably what he's thinking, I just need somebody to just listen once.
Mm-hmm.
Then I can hook him in. And I think he does a good job of that. Like superhero theme music. I like that. It's yep. Very, like, it's nothing special, nothing amazing, but it's very consistent, like middle of the road, nice beat. I think his flow is just very, very good on here. And I just, you know, I mean, I like superhero shit, but I think I think it kind of fits the title. So I thought that was dope. Something in the Water as well. Like we were listening to it the other day on the way, you know, leaving the studio.
Uh-huh.
And I was noticing it, even though we were talking, I kept hearing it in the background.
Yep.
And I was like, man, I can't wait to kind of like pay attention to
tune
it.
Tune in, yep.
Yeah,
yep,
man. Yep, yeah. Yep. Like Something in the Water is another fucking dope
shit, my
track.
Shit is Limbias though.
Oh.
God damn, he killed that shit, Ken.
Yeah, Limbias, let me see.
He killed that thing, man.
Oh, yeah.
To me, that's the standout joint.
Yep.
The sample that they used, the beat, you know, that airy type of shit, and then just his voice, the way he raps, like, it just, it's a perfect marriage. It's a mm-hmm. perfect marriage. And then the lines. You know, I'm not Mike Seaton, so I can't tell you all the damn lines, but go listen to it. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought even Kill was fucking dope as shit. I thought the beat, even the hook, man. Like, I like how he did the hook as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the shit is even Kill. Like, that kind of takes me back to, or puts me in the mind of, like, that boom bap. He is a boom bap rapper, yep. And I don't mean that in a negative way, but, you know, for me as a fan of that style of music, like, I instantly could connect to it. But but I thought Avon Spades was actually pretty good on here as well.
Yes.
Yeah, even Kill is fucking dope.
Yeah, man. Now, look, man, the reason why I'm so excited about Sincerest Don is because I know the lane that he's going in.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many dope artists there. This is Flea Lord's lane. This is Griselda's lane. This is motherfucking Jim Jones lane. Like, there's so many collaborations as he continues to grow that he can have that are going to be so dope.
Yeah, even showed you he got a little trap in him too with Frustrated.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. A little bounce there. I was like, oh, yep. Okay, wait, yep. You can switch it up a little bit? I said, I hear you, Sincerest Don, which is actually an interesting name. I would like to know why he did that.
But yeah, nah, I'm a fan. He caught me. He got me. He got me, and I'm like I said, he got a lot. Well, not a lot of work, but he got a lot of singles. He has another project or two. So yeah, man, like he got me. He hooked me in. I'm definitely gonna check out the back catalog.
Hmm. Yeah, no, I'll listen to some of his other stuff, man. I think he's good enough to definitely put out more work, and I think to garner a fan base. So I think he definitely is talented enough. He can write good songs. He can write good hooks. You know, he has a very, consistent, easy to listen to flow. I would want him to do a little bit more with the flow and the writing rap, but I think that'll come with, you know, time and more projects.
Yeah.
But from what I've heard so far, I definitely fucks with it.
Yeah, that's what's up. Short project, Ken, 7 songs, 21 minutes. Do you want to give favorites?
I'll say my favorite song on here is Something in the Water and Even Kill. Those are my two favorites.
Bet. So for me, it's Len Bias. But short project, man, I'm not going to go too deep into it. But again, thank you guys for the support. DE365 is a journey. Thank you for being on that journey with us. Thank you for downloading it, man. Almost 1,000 downloads a day. That's because of you guys. So all we ask is that you share it with one other person to continue to help us grow organically. That's all we ask. Also, continue to support us monetarily through PayPal and Cash App. With that being said, you can also get more content on Patreon. We have video content, exclusive content. We even have a nomination level where you can influence the influencers. So go over there and check us out. But the only thing I can promise is tomorrow we'll have another review. We out. Peace.
Peace.